Text numéro 14. Amazon enters the age of robots. What does that mean for its workers? Trapped in a metal cage in a corner of a 350,000 square foot Amazon warehouse outside Boston, last week a lonely yellow robot arm sorted through packages, preparing items to be shipped out to customers demanding ever faster delivery. Soon, it will be joined by others in a development that could mean the end of thousands of jobs and the creation of thousands of others. As the robot worked, a screen displayed its progress. It carefully packed a box of napkin rings, then a tube of hemorrhoid cream. One day soon, the robot, called Sparrow, could do the work of the hundreds of thousands of people that Amazon now employs to sort the 13 million packages it delivers each year. Using computer vision and artificial intelligence, Sparrow can already identify about 65% of its product inventory, tell if an item is damaged and discard it, and adjust its suction cup hand to handle different objects, all jobs currently done by human hands. As it learns, it gets better day by day. Sparrow, which will start rolling out next year, was just one of the new army of robots on display for the first time at Amazon's Delivering the Future conference last Thursday. The company also showed off its latest drone, which it hopes will allow the company to deliver 500 million packages by air by the end of the decade. The 2020s will be the age of applied robotics, said Ty Brady, chief technologist at Amazon Robotics. Robots will be doing meaningful tasks and extending human capability. It's exciting. People have predicted that robots will destroy the labour market. Back in 1933, the economist John Maynard Keynes prophesied widespread technological unemployment was coming, due to our discovery of means of economising the use of labour outrunning the pace at which we can find new uses for labour. I just don't see that at all, said Brady. We made our first serious investment in robotics over 10 years ago, and in those 10 years we created more than 1 million jobs. More robots will boost the efficiency of warehouses and store more goods. Amazon will sell more stuff, and more people will be needed to make sure everything runs smoothly, he said. Yet employers may use technology in ways that decrease the skill requirements of jobs to reduce training times and turnover costs. This could create wage stagnation and job insecurity. Nothing will slow Amazon's robot revolution, though. The company is the largest manufacturer of industrial robots worldwide. Its Boston facilities already produce 330,000 robots a year. We will react to what customers want, and if they want their toothpaste faster, we will help them get it faster, Brady said. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.